Chapter 18. Have you ever gone on a school trip, but never quite made it to where you were supposed to be going? If you haven't, you're lucky. Me? I seem to be a magnet for trouble. My class was supposed to be going to the Science Museum. My parents were obviously extremely excited about this. The Science Museum had a new section called the Wonder Lab, which Mum and Dad took us to see as soon as it opened. But it was super cool, so I didn't mind going again. Especially because they have these slides made out of different materials to teach you about friction, and one of them is really fast. So fast that I almost weed myself laughing the first time I went on it. We were put into groups of six for the trip. A teaching assistant or a parent was in charge of each group. I could tell Mrs. Hutchinson was stressed that morning because some curls from her hair were looking pretty and in place, and others were sticking out in funny directions, completely ignoring gravity. I listened as she read out names for the groups. My heart was thudding in my chest. I had my fingers crossed under the table because I really didn't want to be in Daniel's group. I knew I wasn't supposed to believe in crossing fingers, but I was trying anything. It was only later that I realised I didn't even ask Allah to not put me in Daniel's group. My mum said that if I had, Allah might have put me in a different group, or he might have even still put me in Daniel's group, because he works in mysterious ways. As you've probably guessed, I was put in a group with Daniel, and Charlie was put in a whole different group. Ouch. When our names were announced, Daniel looked over at me and snarled. The worst bit was that it wasn't even a teacher in charge of our group. It was just another child's parent, and she had no idea which kids were the troublemakers and which were not. Charlie came up to me and said, "Don't worry, okay? We can still look at things together in the museum, okay?" I said, "Okay," too. I was feeling too miserable to say anything else. To get to the museum, we had to go on the London Underground. It was going pretty all right, until we tried to change trains. Daniel was like a lion waiting to pounce. As soon as we switched platforms, in the rush of people, he took hold of the belt on my trousers and jerked me back. "Your girlfriend Charlie can't save you now," he barked. Have you ever wanted to laugh in a horrible situation? I don't know why, but I cracked up laughing. Even though I was probably about to get hit by the worst bully I'd ever met, it was a weird, kind of not real laugh, though, and it just seemed to make Daniel more furious. So you think it's funny, do you, teacher's pet? People in dark suits and smart shoes were walking past us as if nothing out of the ordinary was going on. "Our group, the class, we'll get left behind," I finally managed to squeak. Daniel looked over and saw what I saw. A crowd of busy-looking people exiting the platform. But nobody from our school. He seemed to freeze. Then, just a few seconds later, we were the only two people left. What happened next was completely astonishing. Daniel, the bully, started wailing like a baby. "We're lost! We're going to die!" I realised that I was going to have to handle this situation and take care of the big, crying bully baby in front of me, even though Daniel was making me want to cry too. I'd been on the London Underground with my parents millions of times, but never on my own. It looked different now that I was on my own. It looked bigger, noisier, darker, scarier, and it smelled of wee. No, wait. That was Daniel. He'd weed himself.